Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, November 28th, 12 noon, and today we've got some race results from Central Coast Cyclocross, Southridge Mountain Bike Racing in Southern California, a little darkness at USA versus Canada with a power failure, but we did get a chance to record this really cool track stand contest out there. And then also in the studio, Storm and Norman of Franco Bicycles coming up. So thanks for listening, and let's go to some race results right now. Racing results. Southern California Mountain Bike Racing. We've got Southridge USA Challenge. 20th annual, held November 19th through the 20th in Fontana, California. Downhill 4 Cross Super D and Cross Country Pro Men's winner, Aaron Gwynn. And in the Pro Women, Christine Hurst was your winner. Veteran Pro, Joe Picciottino, picking up that win. And in the Expert Men, 18 and over, Jason Schroeder was your winner there. Four Cross MTX results. In the Pro Men, Alan Hudson taking the win. Jeremy Tucker in the Expert Men picking up that win. Women's winner, Kayla Clark. Super D Pro Men, Waylon Smith taking that win. Sportman 18 and under, winner was Matthew Parker. And in the cross country, Class G, Brad Coghill picking up that win. Winning the Class Q was Gary Scheidler. And in the N category, Kirk Irvine. Complete details at SouthridgeUSA.com. SouthridgeUSA.com. Central Coast Cyclocross also going on in Monterey area. Racing at Manzanita Park on November 6th. CCCX Cycling. Full results posted on their website. Got a couple of results for you. Elite Men's Category 1, 2, 3, 4s. Taking third place, Aaron Bradford, riding for Bay 101. Second place going to Abe Rotstein. Free Wheel Hunter. And your winner, Tobin Ortenblad. Elite Women. Third place going to Stella Carey, riding for Bay 101. Second place, Ellen Sherrill. Bike Action Aptos, and your winner, Karen Brems, riding for Team Rambunsky Law. Masters Men's, 45 plus Cat A's, Henry Kramer picking up that win, riding for Cal Giant Specialized. Masters Men's, 35 plus. B's Cat 234's, Penvelo's Minko Johnson taking that win. And in the women's category C, 3s and 4s, Bess Tonkinson picking up that win. Junior men's 15 and 18, Matt Schopp, riding for Spokesman, was your winner there. Central Coast Cyclocross at Manzanita Park. And complete results at cccxcycling.com.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
All right. Upcoming events. We've got some track sessions available, training sessions. Northern California's Hellyer Park San Jose Velodrome. Saturday morning beginner session on Saturday, December 3rd. 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. Learn the basics of track riding. This is not a racing session, but you'll get a chance to go hard if you want to. And again, that's actually year-round, every Saturday at 8:30 to 11:30, the Hellyer Park Velodrome, San Jose Velodrome. Visit RideTheTrack.com for all the details on the Saturday morning beginner sessions. And rental bikes are available, so you do not have to own a track bike.
You're a vile one, Mr. Green.
San Diego Velodrome, Tuesdays, sprint training going on at 3:30 p.m. Also, public hours starting at 8 a.m. on Saturdays. That's at the San Diego Velodrome. Visit sdvelodrome.com for all details on that. And for mountain biking, if you're in Northern Cal, Redding is hosting the Redding Mountain Bike Clinic and Training Ride. That's coming up on Wednesday, December 14th in Redding. Location is at Ribbon Bridge. Registration from 5 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Clinic starting at 5:30 p.m. and training ride at 6:15. Brought to you by Owens Healthcare. Again, that's the Redding Mountain Bike Clinic, held under USA Cycling permit. Email Todd at tdodds, that's T-D-O-D-D-S, at owenshealthcare.com if you'd like to participate. And for other upcoming events, always visit ncnca.org for Northern Cal and scnca.org for Southern California. See you on the road or track or dirt.
You nauseate me.
Okay. Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And today we got a special guest in the studio. We've got Stormin Norman of Franco Bikes. Let's get your microphone going here. How does that mic work? Say hi.
Hello.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. All right, Norman. So welcome. Thanks for coming in today to the Bike Sport Radio show.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Sure. You've got a really cool product now. And it's Cyber Monday, and it's called Franco Bicycles, right? What does the name mean? Where does it come from, the name Franco, and why Franco?
Franco is the surname of Franco Bicycles co-founders Julian Franco and Hector Rodriguez Franco. Admittedly, Julian wanted another name, but Franco really was a natural fit for the brand. It's been nice because customers nicknamed Franco, first and last names, have been some fans that were unexpected, which we certainly appreciate.
All right, great. Naming it after the founder. Cool. And what inspired the actual creation of this frame by the Franco?
Julian and Hector are entrepreneurs, and obviously being cousins, they've known each other for a long time, and they've always wanted to start a business together. And they had a few ideas in their heads, but ultimately decided on the bicycle company for a couple reasons. Julian in particular, and myself included, felt that there was a better way to buy a bike, and that's what we offer at Franco Bicycles. So much of the industry, so many of the manufacturers are focused on the dealer, and very few companies are focused on the consumer. So we're a consumer-focused brand offering you a complete bike or an incomplete bike as you choose. You're able to build it up as you wish. Unlike going to a traditional dealer, if you don't want a particular bar, if you don't want a particular stem, you're told to buy something else at retail, and you're forced to walk home with some parts that are going to collect dust in the garage. With Franco Bicycles, you get what you want the day the bike is delivered to you, and that's what they wanted to offer.
Wow.
It's also a natural fit. Hector is a product designer. He's obviously been integral to the company, so the talents were natural for the two to start the company.
Right. All right. Well, this is a call-in show also, 213-252-0998. We've got a caller on the line right now. Let's get him mic'd up here. Hold on.
How you doing? What was your name again?
It's Eric.
Eric. Okay, hold on. Let me give you to Norm.
You have to talk to there, but you don't have to listen to there at the same time as the mic.
Okay. Hey there, Eric. Eric, for the listeners out there, is one of our customers. Thanks for calling, Eric. I appreciate the ring.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, no problem. Tell the listeners out there, Bike Sport Radio, through killradio.org, what your experience has been like with Franco Bicycles, the buying experience, and I can elaborate some. But tell people what it's like to be on a Franco Balcom.
Well, I'll tell you, I've had it for almost exactly a year now. I think I got it in January of this year. And since the day I got it, it's been nothing but perfectly kind to me. Buying it was great. We kind of had a team buy, so we bought him and we were all fitted on him. He takes you in his shop there and he gets you all fitted and you look at a computer and he makes sure all the angles are dialed in right, you know, at your joints, and he makes sure you're ready to go and you're as comfortable as possible, depending on if you're racing or if you're just out for more of a comfort riding type deal. I was, you know, in for the racing, so all my position is a little more aggressive. But yeah, ever since then, he's took care of me. You know, I've had several crashes this year, as it was my first year of racing, and every time I did, I'd bring it in and they'd make sure everything was back on, and every time the frame was perfect and the components were a little scratched, but it's been perfect and fast, very stiff, very light. I think it's barely 14 pounds. And yeah, it's given me a lot of great results this year. And you certainly get a good look, get a lot of good looks at the races. All the racers are looking at the bike. They're loving it. You feel good on it. And, I've had really nice results this year. A lot of top tens, top fives. And, the bike has certainly been, a big part of that.
Yeah, Brad, Eric has been new to racing. He raced last season with CBC, a local club and team that we sponsor in the Conejo Valley. And Eric's being a little bit modest. He does have some victories on that bike. And, yeah, he has our Balcom 6.0 built with SRAM Red, custom built for his racing. And
I heard 14 pounds.
Yeah, most of our SRAM Red builds do build up to about 14 pounds, 14 and a half pounds for that one.
No fair. That's really light. Wow.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Appreciate the call.
And, hey, no problem. Sorry, I think I lost you there, but.
Oh, yeah, appreciate the call, and I'll see you out there for training.
Hey, thanks a lot, Storman.
Thanks, Eric.
See ya.
All right, 14-pound bike. Wow, well, good luck to Eric. He's on his way. Sounds like already on the bike to ride. So are there any reviews out there on Franco, public reviews and stuff?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. Ben Edwards over at Peloton Magazine, formerly testrider.com, has a few reviews. You can visit francobicycles.com to see what he published with testrider.com. We've also been featured in Road Bike Action Magazine, both online and in print. And Dylan over at Road Magazine has an article out. You may be able to find that one online as well. Reviews of the bike. I believe Dylan is also providing a season-long test review that's due to come out in the coming months, I believe. And he was able to have the bike for the full race season. He's a Cat 2 racer, very talented. And you can read about his reviews at Road.
Cool. Tell us about the cool names. You got different models like Triunfo and Balcom and stuff. I recognize those names as some of the canyons around Southern California.
Yes, Balcom is our flagship model, and Balcom Canyon happens to be in our backyard. We are hyper-local. Franco is a family company, family-owned and operated. We don't try to be European. We don't try to be something that we're not. So we really appreciate where we're from, being in Westlake Village. And Balcom Canyon is a beast to climb, and it was fitting name for our bike. So we also have the Triunfo Speed, which is our time trial and triathlon-specific bike. That is named after a local canyon, a local road not too far away from our headquarters. A few lunch rides around there, and Triunfo also happens to be the Spanish name for triumph or success or victory.
And there's another one called Canaan. Tell us a little bit about Canaan.
Yeah, Canaan is our newest road bike. We just launched it. For those of you who are online right now, you can take a look at francobicycles.com, the new Canaan Road. It is our elite endurance bike. Canaan Road is a Canaan Canyon. Canaan Road is a climb not too far away from us. It's a necessary road where we need to travel to get to a lot of the climbs, and it's a significant climb in its own right.
Are they the names specifically designed for? Is one a climbing bike, one a endurance or time trial?
Yes. So Canaan is the elite endurance bike, and that one is new to our lineup. We maintain the same drivetrain stiffness that you can find in our Balcom, but we increase the vertical compliance for that bicycle, revising the top tube, revising the seat stays. Overall, it is a more compliant bike for the long days in the saddle, but it's not a sluggish bike. We still wanted a comfortable bike to handle well, particularly on our canyon roads. So unlike some other bikes out in the marketplace that have very long wheelbases and longer trails and so forth, the Canaan gives you a more comfortable position, relaxed back angle, relaxed neck, but still allows you to carve those corners.
Okay, so somebody that's maybe into the longer endurance riding would probably be more interested in the Canaan rather
right.
than the
Right,
we're
the racers, Balcom. And those who are more performance-oriented, fast club riders would be on our Balcom.
On the Balcom,
and then
right.
again, the Triunfo, our TT and triathlon setup.
Cool. Well, we got another caller on the line. We got Mitch on the line here. Hold on, Mitch. Let me get you over to Norm.
Hey there, Mitch. Mitch, I recognize the name. You must be a Franco customer.
Absolutely.
Tell us what you're riding, and tell the listeners out there what your buying experience has been like with Franco Bicycles.
I'm currently riding a Balcom Road that I had custom made from you guys, from Franco, for our CVC and with the Canale Valley Cyclist bike team. And we had actually a whole fleet of bikes made up through Franco's, all Balcoms. Custom paint, all custom components and everything. Everybody got different setups, and I've been riding it the whole year. This year, for our race season, and we've all been extremely happy with our bikes, and especially myself. I came off a Giant TCR, which was at the time was one of their top of the line bikes, Giant bikes, and the Balcom, hands down, just outperforms that bike. In all aspects, climbing, descending, everything. And, you know, obviously at a fraction of the price. So we're all really happy with our bikes and the whole purchasing experience as well. I mean, I don't think anybody else would have gone out of their way like Franco did to get us our bikes custom made and delivered and everything right before the start of the season. So that was really cool.
Yeah, Mitch, along with Eric, have custom painted Balcoms. Several of our customers out there have custom painted Balcoms. It's a special that we offer for an additional $500. We do some other custom things, some DI2 integration and so forth for the bike. So it's not just a bike out of the box. Even with the customization that you have with your parts, you can do some really nice things working with us, with our graphic design team, to have a bike that's specific for your team, specific for your interests, your colors. We all know that the roadie culture is very much into the matching. So if you want a bike that exactly matches your shoes, your helmet, your kit, we can do that for you.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Mitch, for calling in.
Oh, yeah, appreciate
no worries.
Appreciate
the help.
No worries, absolutely.
And thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, you got it.
All right, cool. Cool. Another happy customer. Speaking of customers, today was Cyber Monday, and I know the promo's probably over, but I saw an incredible price going on those frames that makes them really affordable.
Right, for Black Friday, we had a special for $9.99 for our frame set. That frame set retails for $17.99, which you may already think is a great price because
exactly.
It is.
How are you making? You're not making money then. You're just getting the name out there, huh?
we're able to cut out the dealer margin that you normally expect with frame set prices or complete bike prices because we are direct to consumer. You can buy bikes from us at francobicycles.com. Give us a ring at the office, 818-865-8226. For our listeners today, and those of you who are connected to Back on Track Productions, we do have a Cyber Monday special, and we have extended that $9.99 special to our racers out in the area listening to Bike Sport Radio and with Back on Track Productions. Give me a call. We do have a very limited number left. Black Friday was a big success for us. So if you're racing, you're looking for a new rig, take a look at the geometries online. Give us a call. Ask us about sizing. But that same special applies for the racers out there. $9.99 on the Balcom Road frame set, normally priced at $17.99. You can build it up into a complete bike if you're looking for your new rig for the season. Give me a ring, 818-865-8226.
Call now. Operators are standing by.
Yeah, the fellas are over at the office, Julian and Hector.
All right. And call us here at the studio, 213-252-0998. If you'd like to talk to Stormin Norman right now, live on Bike Sport Radio, all about Franco Bikes. So I am convinced I want to take a closer look. Where would we do a test ride?
Test rides are available at our headquarters in Westlake Village. We're located at 30961 West Agora Road, right along the course for the Amgen Tour of California a couple years back. Great cycling location. If you're unfamiliar with the area, take the time to come out. We'll set you up on a Balcom. We'll set you up on a Triumpho and go with you for a test ride. We'll take you on the roads. If you want to tackle Balcom, we can do that. If you want to tackle Canaan, we can do that. Rockstore, a lot of the climbs out there. We do have several bikes in the fleet equipped with SRAM Force, equipped with SRAM Red, equipped with Shimano, Campy. So give us a ring or find us via email, just hello@francobicycles.com. Join us for a test ride.
Nice. And very nice areas to ride, by the way. Those of you familiar listeners to Southern California, that's awesome riding area. You know, Las Posas Road, if you don't want to do real hills, or the Santa Monica Mountains. So I'm 6'1", for example, and I'm assuming you have custom sizing, or how do we size your particular frame or bike?
Right. For our Balcom frame set, we do offer 10 sizes. So there is a size for you, the customer. We do have our geometry charts, so you can look at the geometry charts online. But also give us a call. We'll work with you with a phone consultation to dial in your fit. We have a fit calculator that we've developed in-house. But more importantly, if you're able to visit us, or if you're able to visit a Retool certified fitter, you can get fit at a Retool location. And with the stack and reach numbers from that fit, we'll dial in your position precisely for the bike of your choice. You may be asking if this costs any extra. Oftentimes it doesn't. If you're able to visit us at our location, it's completely free. You get the Retool fit included. Retool fit has been used by Team Sky, Team Radio Shack, a lot of the professionals out there. We have a very experienced Retool fitter, Julian Franco, the man himself. And then if you live outside of California, if you can't travel to our area, we will partner with a Retool fitter in your location. And again, that's included in the price of a complete bike purchase with us. So you don't have to worry about, is the stem length correct? What's the saddle setback? If you need any other parts after taking delivery of your bike, we send those out to you free of charge. Just return the ones that don't work.
All right. Way cool. We'll be right back here with Bike Sport Radio.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results, hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, we are back. Bike Sport Radio. In the studio with Storm and Norman of Franco Bikes, 213-252-0998. Call if you want to chat about Franco Bikes. So, we have talked about almost everything here, sizing and so on. What about custom paint? I think one of our callers mentioned a custom paint job. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, Eric and Mitch are racing aboard Custom Painted Balcoms. It is a service that we offer. Again, a better way to buy a bike, personalization for the consumer. And several clubs out there have taken us up on it. We do offer our own graphic design. You can change the base paint. You can change the color of the chevrons if you have an idea of what the bike looks like. Simple design, classic design that you can choose your team colors. We have a club up in the San Francisco area in the Mission District of SF, and they bought a fleet of 10 bikes. So we offered them custom paint at no extra cost. And then we also included one special bike for them that they were able to sell and to promote some awareness and also bring a little extra cash flow to their club. So that's something that we can do. And then even for the individual consumer, we just finished up a full DI2 integration for a gentleman in our area, Bruce. Bruce is riding a white Franco Balcom with red stripes. Complete DI2 integration. It's pretty trick. We hid the battery in the seat post and did some nice special touches for him, including a matching set of custom Oakley jawbones to match the paint scheme.
It's all about the look here in Southern California. It's not how you ride. It's how you look when you ride. All
right, yeah, I don't ride very well at times, but at least when
great.
I ride, I look good.
Yeah.
That's important as well. Yeah, and again, custom paint, $500 option.
Yeah, wow.
And right now, I know we're offering just very limited time. Like December 1st is our deadline. If you'd like, we can do custom paint for free on a Triumpho Speed. Give me a ring. Email me, Norm, N-O-R-M, at francobicycles.com. We can do custom paint on the Triumpho Speed. You can take delivery of that early next year. For people who race triathlons, hopefully they're listening out there on Bike Sport Radio, it's important to recognize your bike in transition. Coming out of the water, a lot of the bikes look the same. If you want something special, something personalized, jump on that custom paint offer so you can recognize your bike. No one else will have it. We got several paint schemes to choose from.
That is a very, very good point. I worked as a volunteer at one triathlon once, and I can relate a nightmare story. At least it was a nightmare for one of the athletes. The athletes had set their bikes on the bike holders. And, you know, the volunteers watched the bike corral, but some of the athletes had set their bikes way over on the edge of the holders, and they didn't want them there. So while the swimmers, they were swimming at the time, were in the water, the security and the volunteers picked a few of those bikes off the end and put them in the center of the racks. And as a volunteer, I was like, okay, so let's see what happens. And I saw those swimmers run up to those racks and go, "Where's my bike? Where's my bike? Ah!" And they were panicking.
They were panicking, I'm sure.
And had they had a custom Franco paint job, they would have recognized their bike. It was moved like five slots down, you know.
Right, right. Something to distinguish them. Although we do offer stock builds, you can see those on our website, we offer the full custom process. And if you go into our showroom at any given time, you'll see essentially the same bike, maybe even have the same drivetrain, but the components are varied, and each bike looks distinct, each bike looks unique, and that's what we wanted to offer our customers. Again, a customer-focused brand, a customer-focused company, simply a better way to buy a bike at Franco Bicycles.
Wow, so it sounds like you got a really, really good thing going there, Norm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we're quite pleased. We appreciate that people are joining us. They're getting something new. They're getting something fresh in the marketplace. And we not unlike the other manufacturers out there, own our own designs. We do our own development. We do our own engineering. It's not a branding play. You're buying something that we develop that we not only stand behind, but stand in front of. And again, Franco Bicycles, it's a family name, family business, and we're quite proud of it.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to put that name on there unless you were proud of it, that's for sure. 213-252-0998. Call in if you want to chat with Stormin Norman of Franco Bicycles here on Bike Sport Radio. It's Monday, November 28th. So what's next for Franco? What's next?
I mentioned the Canaan earlier. You'd asked me about the climbs. Canaan has officially launched on our website, and you'll see a bigger push in the press in the coming weeks. We will have our launch party for the press and our customers. Sign up to our newsletter for that special invite. I believe we have it set up at a wine tasting room, so bicycles, wine, bicycles, coffee, that whole deal. You'll be able to see the new Canaans with various build options. I put together several build options for this launch. Ultegra DI2, $39.99. I don't think other companies out there can get you Ultegra DI2 for under $4,000. We also have women's specific sizes for the first time with Franco Bicycle. And unlike the Balcom, which was that Henry Ford style, any color as long as it's black, you know, apart from the custom paint, we will offer the Canaan in four new color options, different variations of paint with reds, pinks for the ladies, our traditional team Franco blue, and we have a really nice gloss matte with blue combination that I think will be really successful.
Wow. Cool. All right. So getting ready to wrap it up here, I guess. How do we find out more on Franco?
FrancoBicycles.com. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/FrancoBikes. We're on Facebook. Very avid Facebookers. You can find us there on the face page /Franco Bicycles. And again, give us a call at the office, 818-865-8226. We'd be happy to answer your questions. A lot of people are calling in asking about the new Campagnolo Super Record and Record electronic shifting system. We're looking at that for some new development. We will have some new bikes in addition to the Canaan come next year. We have another carbon offering, and we have an aluminum bike that we're working on, made in America, all done here on the West Coast, that I am quite happy about, quite proud of. Good budget racer for you out there. And then also for the new rider wanting to enter the marketplace without having to spend a considerable amount. We already offer great value. This will bring the price points even lower, probably under $2,000 for a complete bike.
Dang. Franco. All right. Anything else you want to add, Norm?
Oh, I appreciate you having me, Brad. And as I have known, you host the LA Circuit Race. That's part of your production company for bike race promotion.
That's right. Look hopefully, for Franco Bikes.
Hopefully we'll be out there and you'll be able to test ride a Franco bicycle. I will be there racing. The last time I was at the LA Circuit Race a couple years back, I crashed. So I am coming back to not crash.
Revenge.
And hopefully hopefully get a good result. But thanks for having me, Brad. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for coming in. All right, Franco Box. Thanks, Norm. Okay, cool. Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you get to race, what you need to race bikes. So we had a chance to go to the Home Depot Center for the Canada versus USA Challenge last week. Unfortunately, there was a massive power outage neighborhood-wide, and partial power was restored, but there wasn't enough time to do much. We did get a chance to record a really cool track stand race they had. The last person across the line wins, so we got some fun stuff from there. So sit back and enjoy that on Bike Sport Radio. All right, so bike.
We have the slowest riders on the track and the fastest ones on this track. I find balance on this track is interesting.
Bike Sport Radio's here at the USA Canada Challenge. After some technical difficulties with, like, no power, they've decided to instigate a track stand race. We're down to One, two, three, four, five. About five riders left. And the last one to cross the line wins. Moving right along here. Oh. Another rider down. One, two, three left on the track still. The winner is the last rider to cross the line as they slowly maneuver their bikes and wander towards the finish line. No hands. Look at this guy. Number 331. Who is that guy?
Yeah,
Lockenthal. All right. All right, sounds like they're going to reschedule, huh? What do you think, Ron? Is that what they said?
That's what he said.
Bomber.
Not great, so.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the KILL Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right. Well, that wraps it up for today's Bike Sport Radio, all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. So we'd like to say thanks for listening to everybody. And thanks to Norm for coming in. And check us out on Facebook. Check out killradio.org and support us. We are nonprofit. And we look forward to hearing from you next time on Bike Sport Radio.